The first reading is from Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31, on page 1032. This is Epilogue, The Wife of Noble Character. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household, and she does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. The next reading is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 18 to 25, on page 1835. Instructions for Christian households. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as it is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to curry their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs, and there is no favoritism. And the last reading is from Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 12 on 1505. Ask, seek, knock. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, know how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Carolyn. Mother's Day.
How do we celebrate it? So when I started writing this message, it was a week before, I think. Because it takes me a while to get everything through my head. And that's why on Sunday mornings, it usually doesn't come out the same as it does if you read it. But the more I got thinking about this, when I got thinking, how do we celebrate Mother's Day and how do we give gifts? And that's why I picked out the Matthew Gospel of knowing how to give good gifts. So when I thought about that, the more I thought about it, okay, we need to figure out how to give. What gift do you give to your mother? What is an appropriate gift to give? So that's where I started when I started writing this sermon. So, of course, I come across this first story that I wrote out. It was about Johnny. So Johnny, he was complaining to a friend about how hectic his days got since he got his first job. You know, he just didn't seem to have time for anything. And he decided, he's talking to his friend, he says, you know, I got to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, get ready to go to work. You know, and each morning, just to eat my breakfast. And his friend looks at me and says, so you have to fix your own breakfast? He says, well, no, Mom does that. You know, she has to get up at 6:30 and have breakfast ready by 6:30 anyway for me and Dad. So he says, well, gosh, so your mom just gets up early to fix you guys breakfast? He says, well, yeah, but she doesn't mind. You know, that's a good thing. And he says, so, and it gives her more time during the day, you know, in the afternoons, where she can do what she wants, you know, like mopping the floor, playing my little sister, you know, them kind of things. Shopping for groceries. You know, because Mom doesn't work anyway. And I got thinking about that statement, Mom doesn't work anyway, and I got thinking about my mom, my wife, my stepmom, and thinking how much they actually do. So I started making a list. And it kept getting longer and longer. I thought I better share part of this list with you. So that's just some of the things I come across. It says, chauffeur, gardener, family counselor, teacher, maintenance worker, cleaning woman, house cook, motivational speaker, errand runner, bookkeeper, budget manager, interior decorator, caterer, dietitian, secretary, public relations person, hostess, and nurse. Whew. How many guys want their job? So I started to add it up. I got thinking about everywhere we went this week. We get someplace and I think we went to the golf course. They usually have a nice diner there. Well, they couldn't hire anybody. Nobody wants a job. Nobody wants to work. You go pretty much anywhere downtown, you have to have a now hiring sign out. Who'd want to hire a mom? So I took a list of what I made up here, and I started calculating. I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to look up on the web and see what each one of these jobs gets paid per hour. I got to figure it up. It's like, I can't afford to have one. I can't afford to have a wife. I can't afford to have a mom. It came over $2,000 a week. That's $100,000 a year. Who can afford that? These moms are valuable. And I got to thinking of it, so how do you give a person that's valuable? What kind of gift do you give to them? What kind of gift do you give to your mother? What kind of gift would you give to this woman we read about in the end of Proverbs, is writing about the epilogue of the wife of a noble character? What kind of gift could you possibly give to her? So in my search, and in my scriptures this morning, we know that moms, they really do have a 24-hour day job. So I thought the only gift we can really give them is what the Bible tells us to give us. So in the Ten Commandments, what's one of the Ten Commandments? Honor your father and your mother. But I think the best gift that we can give to our moms, especially all of us as children, is honor. The Bible commands us to give her honor, not only in the way we speak to her, but the way we act. Make sure that we live honorable lives, lives that they can be proud of. I thought about that, thinking about how we give honor, and I got thinking about an old story that I once heard about a family of a dad and mom, and they had four kids, and the kids all were discussing with dad, says, well, so what kind of gift are we going to give mom on Mother's Day? So they looked at it and they thought, well, maybe we just make something with our own hands. So they each had a plan. The four children, they all each had a plan. They thought, okay, we're going to make mom something. So came Mother's Day, they brought mom into the living room. They set her in her appropriate chair that she liked to sit in. And the oldest daughter, she comes in, and she's got this silver tray, and it's got a card on it with a poem that said, roses are red, violets are blue. You are the best mom, and I love you. And it was all decorated, beautiful, and she sets this silver tray in front of her. So the next boy, he's not to be outdone by a sister. He comes in, and so he's painted himself a picture of the house, and the garage, and a picture of his mom and his dad and the yard. It's absolutely gorgeous for a seven-year-old. He's decorated the car, so he takes this card that he made, and he plants it on this silver tray, and he walks in and presents it to mom, and she's just thrilled and delighted. So next, the youngest boy, he took a paper plate. He scribbles around, decorates the edges of it, and he puts three Oreo cookies on it that come out of his lunch. He brings it. Of course, he's got a cookie crumb on his mouth. There was four, but he just couldn't take it. He brings it out and presents it to mom. And mom thinks, what a wonderful gift, given what he had, especially when it comes from his dessert or his lunch. Well, the youngest daughter, she was quite disgusted. I could almost see her as my granddaughter Harley. Probably stomp her feet thinking, nobody help me out. What am I going to do? What can I do to give to my mom? And then she comes up with a great idea. She grabs the silver tray. She walks out with that tray and puts it on the floor in front of her mom. And she steps out and says, I give you me. I give you me. Isn't that what Christ gave to us when he died on the cross? Isn't that the most appropriate gift we should give? Is when we give of ourselves. Because that's what God did for us. He knows how to give good gifts. And he gives us honor. As we should give him honor. As we should give our mothers honor. Each and every day. So the next gift I thought of really was touched on in our Colossians reading. It says, children, obey your parents. Maybe obedience should be the gift we should give, especially unmarried children, kids that live at home. We need to give obedience. Right now, I mean, we don't hesitate. I was a stubborn child. I know my mother would have loved this when she was alive. If I had thought of this sermon way back before I was married, I was not an obedient child most of the time. When I think about obedience, though, and I think of how we can really give that gift to our mothers, especially if you're living at home, it's how you act and do. And I thought I saw a great example of it when I was looking for a card for Bonnie. And I remember looking at this one card that was for the kids to give to their mom. It was a great big old card. And on it was this picture of this boy, and he was pulling a wagon, and he had toys scattered all around this room. And he had this little cut on the side of his face that was kind of bleeding, and there were smudges that looked like blood smudges all over this card. And on the front of it says, I thought I better start praying for you, that prayer you prayed for me. And he opened the card and said, Happy Mother's Day. God help you if you ever do that again. Mothers, you need God's help, especially with disobedient children. So I think for unmarried children, the greatest gift you could possibly get would be obedience. But you know, being Mother's Day, and I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't tell you parents that you need to give your children gifts today and every day. And that gift is an exemplary life. We need to be able to set the example. I mean, it doesn't take long to look at your kids and watch your kids to figure out that if you want to have a little daughter, it won't be long you can find her trying to put on her mom's high heels or makeup and looking in the mirror, mimicking her, or same for our boys. I mean, I cringe when I used to see my sons doing things that I used to do that I didn't like. I thought about one story of a little Sunday school where Susie was going to Sunday school, and I remember the teacher, she asked her, says, why don't you read the Bible for us? And Susie looks at her, I don't like reading the Bible. The teacher, confused with the attitude, she says, why don't you? It's really important that you do. Well, my mom doesn't read it, so it can't be that important. Too many times we set the wrong example. We need to learn to set the right example in how we live. Make sure that we live an exemplary life so that our children know what to do. So maybe you're in a Sunday school class, and I remember this one time it was, so little Johnny, he's in Sunday school class, and the teacher says, I want you, each of us, to tell me how you came to know Christ. How do you become a Christian? And they go around the room, and each one's telling their stories, and finally they get to John, and he's thinking about it. He says, well, I'm not really certain, but it runs in my family, especially on my mother's side. That's the kind of exemplary life we want to lead. That's what a mother's gift, a father's gift, is to the children. Finally, the greatest gift we can give is of our time. You know how important it is to give of your time to your children. They need it. They need your time more than they need your money, more than they need any toys or anything else in this world. But they do need your time. When I thought about all the scriptures and all the time that my parents had given to me in my life, I've been so blessed. And even here today in this church, in this community, I feel like we all need to find a way to give of ourselves, make sure that we all lead exemplary lives in our families, in our church, in our community. And make sure that we give each day of our time, because it becomes so important. But on this Mother's Day, I want you all, you mothers out there, to remember that it's Happy Mother's Day, and God help you if you ever do it again. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you. It's a wonderful day for all the moms that you have brought here, for all the moms that are out there that are making great example of their lives for their children, for those you surround us with. Father, be with us, bless us, and keep us this day. In Jesus' name we pray.